This is Akashwani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. The 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel was observed all over the country today as National Unity Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed to the citizens to unite and dedicate themselves to the nation's progress to achieve the dream of Viksit Bharat. Addressing the huge gathering at National Unity Day celebrations in Ekta Nagar, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oath taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour. He said that after independence, Sardar Patel achieved the seemingly impossible by uniting over 550 princely states, embodying the vision of Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat.
Azadi ke baad 550 se zyada riyasaton ko ek saath jodne ka asambhav karya ko unhone sambhav karke dikha diya. Ek Bharat Shresth Bharat ka vichar unke liye sarvopari tha. Isliye aaj Sardar Patel ki jayanti ka din swabhavik roop se rashtriya ekta ka mahaparv ban gaya hai. Aaj करोड़ों लोगों ने एकता की शपथ ली है. हमने संकल्प लिया है कि हम ऐसे कार्यों को बढ़ावा देंगे जो देश की एकता को मजबूती दें.
The Prime Minister said that since 2014, the government has delivered a decisive and powerful blow to Naxalism and Maoist terrorism. On the occasion of National Unity Day, unity marches were taken out in Delhi and many other places across the country. In Bihar, several star campaigners and leaders from various political parties addressed election rallies in different poll-bound assembly constituencies today. Due to the bad weather, many leaders had to postpone their rallies. Because of the continuous rain, several senior leaders conducted roadshows in support of their party candidates. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy snowfall over parts of Sikkim for the next 24 hours. IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Jharkhand and Sikkim till tomorrow. Similar conditions will prevail over Bihar, Gujarat and West Madhya Pradesh. The Met Department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Bihar, Kanchatik, West Bengal, Gujarat, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Northeast till tomorrow. In cricket, Australia have defeated India by 4 wickets in the second T20 international of 5-match series at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Chasing the target of 126 runs, hosts sealed the win in 13.2 overs, losing 6 wickets. For India, Jasprit Bumrah, Varun Chakravarti and Kuldeep Yadav took 2 wickets each. Earlier, visitors were all out for 125 in 18.4 overs after put into bat first. Abhishek Sharma's 68 of 37 balls, supported by Harshit Rana's 35 of 33, steered India to 125 in an otherwise overwhelming innings. The hosts now have taken 1-0 lead in the match 5-match series. The FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 was inaugurated today at the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Taligaon, Goa, marking the prestigious tournament's return to India after 23 years. The World Cup, being held from October 31st to November 27th, features 200 players from 82 countries competing for a total prize purse of $2 million. Top names like Gukesh D, Pragnananda R, Welsi So and Anish Giri are taking part, making Goa the global capital of chess for the next 4 weeks. In his message for the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said it was a matter of pride that the Chess World Cup had returned to India, the land where the game of Chaturanga was born. He described Goa as a befitting venue whose tranquil charm mirrors the quiet intensity of chess. And that is the end of this news bulletin.